Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, it was with Jen O'Donnell, who I have met no less than 3 times. And she came over to the house and I was like, oh, that's you. And she is great. She's a comic. She's very funny. She runs a monthly show that I remember her. I remember her stand-up. It's very funny. It's just her name. But she came over to the house. You got to meet her the other day.
Yeah, at lunch.
Sick lit. Oh, that's okay. What she likes. She likes sad literature, a good cry, and it all started with young adult titles.
So when you're saying sick lit, it's S-I-C-K.
Yep.
Dash
lit. Lit. That's what, literature. That's what the kids call it. Sick lit. Sad lit.
Okay. It's stories about people with terminal illnesses.
Who are children.
Children with terminal illnesses.
That's where it all began. Teens. Teens with leukemia.
Not 8-year-olds.
No, I don't. I don't know.
Could be.
Actually.
Maybe.
Toddlers. It was, no, we're not killing babies.
Okay, good.
But here's the weird thing. She's never had any death in her life. She's really preparing. She's preparing for grandparents to go, and parents, and siblings, and friends, and family.
It'll be, I guess that's what she's preparing for, huh?
Right. But my favorite line of hers was, she was talking about how, and I think I put it in the teaser clip, was that it was the first time, it felt like the first time anyone had ever talked to her about something real and didn't treat her like a child.
Oh. Like
there was death.
Yeah.
And people were just talking about it. It wasn't couched in any terms that they thought she could not understand.
Right.
So.
Right.
Then she took me through it. Some of them hilarious. It's like when I would read a romance novel aloud to you.
Hilariously sad? Hilariously.
Well, she did read a clip or a passage from the first one she read that she kept. She has the paperback from when she was 10.
Oh, right.
Because she's 10. She's reading this. Yeah. And it was about Mick, who was killed because he didn't wear his bike helmet.
Oh, dear.
Were you there for that story at the table?
No, I missed that.
Well, it turns out that Mick didn't wear his helmet, and he was killed in a bike accident.
Aw, that's very sad.
It is very sad. And at the end of the book, his sister, who was our narrator, does a speech for the class in front of the school about how he wouldn't wear a tie because it made him look like a dork. And he wouldn't wear these socks because his grandma gave him, and he said it made him look like a dork. And then she pulls the helmet out, still in the box.
Right.
And she goes, and he wouldn't wear his bike helmet.
Are these sort of like made-for-TV after-school specials?
They are after-school specials from when we were kids. But now they're in 120-page YA novels.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, it was fascinating.
That is fascinating.
And I thoroughly enjoyed Jen O'Donnell.